You are compelled to listen.
Oh, no, don't start with that. Do you think it's the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
So here is the account of my business.
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
please,
me.
Then you know what I'm talking
every
about.
Chance you get.
You are
every
minute. Joke.
You will keep your radio. You will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Ha 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 ha.
Very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all, because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And we're still having our little Halloween week extravaganza here. You know, Halloween, I hate to see it go. It's my favorite holiday, guys. But at least I'm here with my family, people I consider my family, overseas. I'm here with my co-host, the co-host with the most... And definitely sounding always like he has the most sugar in his system, we have Will Turpitt from The Man of Truth.
Yeah, guys, I'm still coming down my Jordan Maxwell high from last night. So I'm not, now it's just like the crash, you know, it's the crash. I'm like, had too much candy. No, I'm always up. Actually, yeah, right. The Matrix was describing me today, and he said, I'm like him. Him and I are like kindred souls, but he's just like me on caffeine, and that's probably a very accurate description. Yeah, I'm hype. I'm always hype, man. Especially for this show, these show this week too. You know, it's important to tell people about the brainwash and the politics and the things that are affecting them in their everyday life. But it's also important to look into the other side of things that people don't really look at. Those are almost maybe even equally important. I mean, you know, whatever it is that can help people unlock that in their mind and help them get down the path of awakening, the better. And then plus, I mean, like, what the hell is going on? There's a whole bunch of history that is just very inexplicable. So I'm very excited for this week and the guests. It's been awesome. So.
And also we have, of course, we got Mike, Massad Mike on the Wheels of Digital Steel.
Wicka 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 wap.
That's inverted, Massad Mike. from the beatbox. And in the background, we got Theo. Theo. Was there a Huxtable named Theo? Is that why you do that?
Yeah, it was the only son. It was the oldest. It was Malcolm Jamal Warner. And he'd always be so hard on Theo. He would always be upset at Theo. Like, just let Theo live, man. He's a good kid. Theo, he always calmed down on Theo, man. Maybe we can pull up some of those Theo clips, Jen. I'm going to see if I can YouTube that right now. Bill Cosby disappointed at Theo for not roofing. Oh, man, let's see. We'll see. Theo, how you doing, man?
Yo, how's it going, bro?
The funny thing is, everyone gets upset about me for everything. They blame me for everything.
Theo, you need to taste some good pudding pops. Brighten up your day.
I've got to be honest, that show used to annoy the hell out of me.
To be honest with you, I couldn't watch it. It was too preachy. It was too, like, because, like, back in the day, you know, I always have little stories about my pops, but he wasn't always around. And, like, back in the day, see, Papa was a Rolling Stone. He didn't just have one family. He didn't just have two families. He had three families. And he tried his best to spend time with all three of them. So he wasn't always around. So I was annoyed by Bill Cosby's show. Like, why is this guy just sitting on his couch every day harassing his children? Like, what's his deal?
Isn't he supposed to be a doctor or something?
Yes, that's right.
And I never saw him, like, talk to a patient.
That only happened in, like, maybe one episode. And, like, I think you barely ever see it. It's funny. And, yeah, I mean, I did watch that show growing up. I mean, I guess that's because my parents, like, when I was a little kid, I still couldn't watch, like, R-rated stuff. I couldn't watch, like, stuff like that. I remember my parents would try to not let me watch In Living Color, but I found my way to In Living Color. You know what I'm saying? I had to watch that, you know? Well, it was tough when you only have one TV and your parents tell you to go to bed or get out of your face, you know? So
see, is your problem. See, my mom, she worked 12-hour days, 5 days out of the week. You know, my mom would tell me, hey, don't you stay up too late. I'd be up 3 o'clock at night watching HBO, Showtime, Skinamax. I got my education early in life, you know, as a small child. Yes, I was familiar with the world at large by the time I was 5 years old, for sure. Yeah, Papa wasn't home, so I did what I wanted. Anyways, we're going to get into the subject matter of the show here because it's our creepy, creepy Halloween show. And I know you guys... You guys, we all have something in common. We have something beneath us that we need to discuss. So please go ahead and hit that clip, Mike, and I'm going to bring on our guest.
So one of my favorite movies of the past few years is the movie Us. And something that's always stood out to me about this film is the opening scene. Text appears on a black screen and reads, "There are thousands of miles of tunnels beneath the United States, abandoned subway systems, unused service routes, and deserted mine shafts. Many have no known purpose at all." Now, I'm gonna be real. This shit got me jazzed up when I first saw this movie. Like, what a lead up to a film. And I got even more excited when I found out that this statement is actually true. Deep below our feet are miles of infrastructure, abandoned projects, and tunnels just lying there, unseen and unthought of by the world. But my question is, are these structures really abandoned, or is there something sinister happening below us? In the early 1900s, the city of Cincinnati, Ohio, aimed to become one of the first cities in the United States to create a subway system. Tunnels were dug in preparation for its creation, and by the mid-1920s, the entirety of the tunnel was dug and solidified. The project was so far along that station platforms were even built. And at this point, it seemed that Cincinnati was on the cusp of becoming a model city for rapid transportation. However, just as things started looking up for the project, it all came crashing down. The Great Depression made funding for the project impossible, and the money ran out before the tracks were ever laid. The project was abandoned after this, and left to rot below the city that once bet its future on it. The nearly 3-mile abandoned subway station is currently the largest of its kind in the United States, but it is nowhere near the only one. The Great Depression and other economic low points caused major cities in the U.S. to abandon their subway projects for good, leaving the half-completed projects to rot. Now, today it is believed that a solid percentage of the abandoned infrastructure below us is made up of these subway tunnels. And when you have these abandoned subway systems and abandoned tunnels beneath the earth, it's not like you can just fill them up and get rid of them. I mean, trying to demolish them at that point would just be dangerous to anyone living above them. So for that reason, many of them remain there to this day, completely forgotten by society. So for me, this is a terrifying thought. Just the idea of these big tunnels just below us with no purpose and being totally unguarded. Like, it is very unsettling to think about. But when it comes to abandoned underground infrastructure, there is much more than just subways. In the mid-1800s, gold was discovered in California, sending the nation into a frenzy. The gold rush brought hundreds of thousands of people from all over the country to search for their fortune in the Golden State. But as many would soon find out, the gold rush was well overhyped, and there was not nearly enough gold being discovered to sustain the huge influx of people. Decades later, many of the mines set up to find the gold were decommissioned and abandoned, much like the subway projects discussed previously. All in all, 47,000 mines were left abandoned in California alone just because of this gold rush, almost all of which are lying dormant there to this day. So again, a little unsettling that these structures are just kind of there still. But to me, this is nowhere near the creepiest structures that lie below us. During the Cold War, the anxiety of a nuclear attack gripped onto the nation. With this in mind, thousands of fallout shelters were created below ground, some of which big enough to fit thousands of citizens within their walls. Obviously, the fear of a nuclear attack has since subsided, and this has left these shelters with little to no purpose at all. It is believed that over 200,000 of these shelters were left from the Cold War alone, with many more being abandoned from other points in history. And these shelters aren't just like little doomsday shelters. I mean, the size of them was crazy. Like, I was reading about one example where there was a full school underground in case of a nuclear attack. Now, these examples don't explain all the infrastructure below us, but it does give us an idea as to why at least some of it is there. But the truth is, some tunnels were dug with no purpose at all, and some had hidden intentions that the public could never know about. But what the majority of them have in common is the fact that they are all technically abandoned now. And with no one looking after these shelters, with no one guarding them, I'm left wondering if there are actually sinister things happening below us going completely undetected.
Let's jump in here. It took us a second there to get our guest, but we finally have our honored guest to be here this evening. Now, we have this guest. He's been on a lot of my video, my TV show projects. He's a man who is very well known, and I have had the chance of introducing him to the RBN audience. So today I have here with us Mr. Stephen D. Kelly. How you doing, my friend?
Good. Happy Halloween and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. This man's a Jedi just like I am. And you gotta take what he says with great consideration. Okay, he has far too many stats for me to rattle off, so I'll let him do it himself.
Oh my God, what do you want me to say?
Well, you're ex-CIA and NSA contractor. That's one thing.
Yeah. that's all true. You know, there's not too many people that come out and say that, except for that Robert David Steele guy. But I think he was one of them till the end. COINTEL. So I don't, you know, I don't think there's anybody that really gets that deep into this stuff and ever comes around. You know, I mean, obviously this is my issue with these guys is that they're bloodthirsty and they're just not fair. They think they're better than everybody else. So I don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And you've also worked with some directed energy weapon situations there as well?
Yeah, well, if you want to get into that, you know, a long time before I ever got involved with those guys, I was very heavily in the electro-optics business, and this, of course, was during the Reagan era where they were doing the Star Wars, so I worked on quite a bit of Star Wars stuff. But then as far as the weapon-related kind of thing, let me see. Me personally, well, I was involved in one project called the Plasma Beam, and that was a CIA thing, and they were trying to turn that into a weapon. It was basically a very powerful flashlight, and they wanted to use it to cause epileptic seizures. And for crowd control, it didn't really work too well. But I think that ultimately that project is actually a weapon, because towards the end there, I was looking at how to turn it into something that would disintegrate or cause crystal to shatter. In this case, we're talking about steel. So that's kind of, but they got declared a weapon of mass 9/11 destruction. 9/11
written all over that one. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, they used nukes for that. But the Israelis were really interested in that thing. They wanted one. I told this one guy, he was an Israeli spy, and I was telling him about my ideas for this thing. And the next thing I know, I had the Israeli military trying to buy one. So I don't know how far that went, but otherwise, no, directed weapons do that kind of thing. Yeah, well, being that I was in that industry, of course, they sent me all the mailers for the various different DO conventions and symposiums they had. But otherwise, you know, I got kind of close to TRW and Hughes. And those were the guys that were really responsible for a lot of that stuff. Nowadays, it's Boeing. And let's see, there's another one. Litton, I think, is still in it. Of course, Martin Marietta is still involved in that stuff. But, yeah, it's not really, really great for warfare, but they do use it on us, you know, lighting fires. And, of course, the Israelis are using them against the Palestinians, you know, stuff like that.
Well, I have definitely had some of that stuff used on myself. I know active area of denial. I've had masers used on me. Various things like that. But I also want to introduce you to my co-host, Will Turbitt from The Man of Truth. He's the...
Oh, you do. It's an honor to interview you, brother.
Greetings. I don't see any video. Are you using video tonight, or is that just me?
No, this is our radio network. This is RBN.
Okay, I can turn off my camera then. Okay, good.
Yeah, is that your cat in the background?
Oh, no, that's just a little thing I stuck up there for the Halloween theme. You know, I thought it was kind of cute.
I couldn't make it out completely, yeah.
Well, this is the man who runs Truth Cat Radio.
Oh, okay. So then, yes, it probably was a cat. And I'm guessing it had a black hat on. Very apropos.
Yeah, it was a little kitty cat with a witch hat on. You know, just a silly little Halloween theme. But anyway, so Friday over there is morning time over there. But I guess for most of your audience, it's evening still, huh?
Correct.
All right.
I wake up at 4:30 every morning to do this show.
Oh, wow. Thank goodness for that, huh? All right, so what did I miss out on before when you just got started here?
I sent you the video about the abandoned tunnels.
Oh, right.
So that's what we're discussing here, because you had a huge campaign trying to expose
The Getty, right.
Right.
What's under the Getty? You know, I don't know how you feel about the Trump camp and all that, but I'll tell you, the one of the biggest indications that we have of how far we're getting with this campaign, this mission to try to, you know, educate people about these things, I'm starting to see, you know, people on that side of the fence trying to say that there are military people going into these tunnels. They don't say bunkers, they say tunnels, and rescuing children. And lately they've actually started talking about the Getty, and they say, oh, the Getty, it's the military says it's the most horrible one yet. And they rescued all these children. They call them kids. They don't call them satanic child sex slaves. They say kids. Somehow this is supposed to be, you know, supposed to make you forget about what they're really doing down there. But the thing is that there's such an effort now to try to make the general population think that whatever's going down in these caves, these bunkers, these tunnels is somehow being cleaned up. And if you look at popular culture, I'm seeing quite a bit of this now on TV and the movies. We're starting to see them romanticize these groups that are working in these stupid underground bunkers. Netflix has got a new show out. It's a cartoon. It's called Inside Job. And they don't hide anything. They're trying to make this look hip, as if to suggest that having an underground bunker that where people die and satanic rituals take place and alien lizard creatures are running the show, somehow this is cool. And then we've got the latest one, Disney, of course, in their Marvel universe. They've got this stupid show, Loki, that's supposed to be based on the Thor franchise, but apparently they've got him in another one of these so-called secret bunkers, and he's being detained by these timekeepers who work for space lizards. And, you know, somehow this is supposed to all be okay now, that they've created these things and they're secret. No one gets to go down there and see what's going on, but because they have TV shows and they have these idiot actors trying to portray these super people, somehow this is okay. And it's getting harder. I mean, it's good to see that the public is getting smarter and that the enemy has got to make such effort to try to sway the opinion in their to their side. But, you know, 9 years ago when I first came out and started talking about this, who would have thought that they'd be making shows about this crap and they'd be having presidential candidates running around trying to tell people that white hats were rescuing children from underground tunnels. It, you know, we've got to be doing really good for them to be doing this, because they would never be trying to hijack our dialogue in such a way if we weren't hurting them.
Well, it's sort of like, you know, them sensitizing us to all these UFO movies over the past few decades. And now the government's saying, yes, the UFOs are real.
Yeah, right. And let's see, marijuana is bad for you, and now it cures cancer. You know, little things like that. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's a little sickening. But, you know, the enemy, that's all they've got. That's the only thing they've got to control us with is this lies and dissemination of information. And the more we try to put the truth out there, the more they're going to try to hijack it and twist it and make it work to whatever they're trying to accomplish.
And if you have to have a facility underground, it's one thing to have a continuation of life, emergency situation facilities, but when these bunkers are actively being used, I mean, I've investigated some things that led to the indication that they are cloning people down there, and the failed clones of children, you know, these elites are looking at them. And apparently, like, for example, I forget that a-hole's name, but he told his artist what these things look like, and she made sculptures of them for him to keep.
Epstein?
Podesta.
Podesta, oh, right.
So these things are actually existing in real life, these failed experiments, and that's what they're making memorabilia out of, these horrible sculptures.
Well, you know, this concept of continuity of government and the bad guys are going to nuke us and somehow it's important that our way of life survives and the only way to do that is by digging these bunkers. It's absolutely ridiculous and it's disgusting. I remember when I was one time I was on Press TV and they were having a discussion about nuclear weapons and treaties. You know, obviously Iran was certainly involved in everybody discussing these nuclear weapons. And I basically, my contention was that as long as we have secret underground bunkers, nobody's going to know what the other guy has in his bunker. And it's completely ridiculous to think that someone is going to tell the truth about how many nuclear weapons they have at any given time. It's preposterous. So the lack of transparency is the real issue here. And certainly, you know, we have this NSA, which isn't even legal. It's not even an American institution. It was basically a mafia created by Robert Vesco on the back of the crime syndicate created by Lucky Luciano. It's, and this is what our CIA and our entire intelligence community is. It's just a damn mafia. And yet, we've let these guys take over the country and essentially the world. And these bases underground, they have no borders. So there's no sovereign nation in charge of any of these damn things. And these countries in Europe are so-called allies that have allowed facilities to be built like the ones that we have in Britain, etc., or even the ones, I mean, you know, they're scattered all over the UK. We've got a huge one in Australia. But the thing is that once those countries have allowed the NSA to come in there and build those structures, they're no longer sovereign countries. They're not in control anymore. So there's no law. And these fools that pay taxes and follow laws and think that they're being good citizens of their country, they're absolute idiots, because these people that they're creating these rules they're trying to follow have absolutely no morals, no integrity, and no hesitation to kill and murder at any given time. And this is why they got to do this underground. So the very fact...
You. I can tell you, you're absolutely right, because here in Poland, we have an NSA installation up in Gdańsk, and there are more American troops here than there are in the entire military of Poland.
Well, they're trying to start something with Ukraine over there. They really, I mean, they think they're going to take on Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And well, we're going to take a quick break here.
Alrighty.
We'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Go home! Go now! In peace! If you do not go now, you will be buried in this field. I've seen enough blood. But if you want more, I can't stop you. I can only warn you that it will be your blood, not ours.
Yes, that's right. We are back from commercial break, you guys. And we will be taking calls here during the second hour of the show.
That number is 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. One more time, 512-248-8252. Find us online, republicbroadcasting.org. You can get the numbers there. List dollar podcast, and also be sure to check us out on tlbtalk.com, Apple, Android, and your browser.
That's right. We are sponsored by tlbtalk.com, new social network, because we've had it with Facebook. So sign up. Yeah, so we have Mr. Stephen D. Kelly here with us. And the expertise this man has and the knowledge he carries is overwhelming. So, I'm very desperate to find out what's happening with these children, because as Will always says, you know, there's 800,000 children that go missing
a year. You know, with that, with those kind of numbers, you would think the ground would be littered with the bones of deceased children. But you don't see that. So there's obviously a process. There's something processing these children to where we never see them again. And there's an entire underground world beneath the United States that no one can account for. So, what's your take, Mr. Kelly?
You reminded me of something that I think that people need to be aware of. You talk about the disposal of the bodies and things like that. And that is the fact that all concrete has blood in it. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Since the ancient times, or the times of the Romans, they learned that adding blood to concrete makes it last longer. It keeps the, when the water seeps in, it keeps the salts and the chlorides or whatever it is from making the stuff disintegrate too soon. Of course, they used ox blood typically, but it's interesting when you think that the largest cement company in the world is Cemex, which is owned by Carlos Slim, who is a Satanist and a mafioso and also promotes organ harvesting. But obviously, you know, his company has been tied in with human trafficking, like that event that happened in Arizona here recently that was Craig Sawyer got involved in. But yeah, when you talk about what happens to all these children, certainly the blood is a food product, and certainly it's part of their rituals, but nothing is going to be wasted. They can use that stuff in their construction.
So, kind of
gives a new meaning, huh?
Well, I don't want to get too off the cuffs here, but that's like, I don't know, when people, and I've been watching a lot of hauntings videos online here recently, and I'm thinking to myself, how are all these houses haunted? I'm pretty sure most of these houses don't have any history of people dying in them, but yet There's always something weird, you know, cabinets moving, forks and knives being flung off tables, and shadow people are always in these homes. And I've had my experience with shadow people.
Do you have any stuff like that where you live going on?
Not where I live currently, but I had a large two-bedroom apartment in California, and at the beginning of my targeting, when I was targeted by the NSA, I saw large quantities of shadow people in my home. Now,
Where'd you live?
Oroville, California. My apartment building was extremely old, the oldest one in Oroville. It predated World War II. I had white sheets that I would put up on the wall because I had a projector, and I watched movies on them. And I'm telling you, after a week of having the sheet up on the walls, these huge dark stains would appear on my sheets,
as
if I just wiped up blood.
That's pretty terrible. We have a lot of stuff like that around where I live here in San Gabriel Valley area, but we have, you know, this is Indian area territory. There's really Indian burial grounds around, so yeah. You get a lot of that. Of course, the veil's getting thinner, where, you know, so yeah, black shadows and that sort of thing. It's a lot easier to see that kind of thing nowadays.
Yeah, I had a lamp that had a cone shape upwards that would light up the ceiling. And one day it just kept getting knocked over. Like, what the hell's going on? And it kept falling onto my bed over and over and over. And I just said, screw it. I'm going to see why the thing won't stay up. Eventually it fell again. And in the cone of light going out into the wall, I saw what appeared to me in shadow form was a little child. And it kept poking the light bulb. And every time it would, there was a fraction of a second of just pure darkness every time it touched the light bulb.
Over you don't like that lamp.
Yeah. I said, okay, you know what? Have fun. Play with it. I'll be back later.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Yeah. I have little animal ghosts running around. I see little animal shadows running around quite a bit. That's getting a little more common. But, you know, I guess they're attracted to the house. They like, you know, there's lots of animals, so they feel comfortable here or something. I don't know. Okay, how about, okay, there we go. We had our little Halloween thing. You want to talk about some tunnels some more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to know regarding the tunnels, what the hell are they really doing down there? What does the infrastructure down there look like? I mean, they've been probably building underground stuff since, I mean, my guess would be at least the 30s and before. Well, I mean, there's probably a whole world on that we're unaware of.
Well, all right. Well, okay. You know, if you want to go back, you know, the world is really old. Obviously, it's actually millions of years old, and there's been things down there digging for a long time. So some of these things are extremely old, from previous epochs.
Are you talking about human or otherwise, or and or both?
Yeah, human and or human and otherwise. The Earth, you know, Atlantis, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Many, many epochs, multiple epochs. Life has come and gone here on this planet several times. But when you think about the layers, okay, I mean, you know, there's two questions here. There's the types of tunnels, the layers, and then there's your other question is really, what are they doing? What's their real priority, and what's the number one job that they're trying to accomplish? As far as the tunnels are concerned, we think about the big dumps. We think about the tube trains and all that. But there's also a more shallow layer of tunnels that are closer to the surface. A lot of times these are associated with mafia activity. If you go into any major city, at least here in the United States, I'm sure Europe is similar. But like, for instance, Los Angeles or Pasadena or any of these cities that are, you know, 100 years old or more, they're going to have tunnel systems between the big buildings. And, you know, they had a lot of reasons for this, but a lot of it was because of mafia activity back in the day, prohibition, moving alcohol, moving bodies for prostitution, or human smuggling, like bringing in Chinese illegal aliens, this kind of thing. This has been going on forever, and those tunnels are still here. And a lot of the tunnels, like, for instance, that are used by your average Satanist, like the type of people that might have been involved in the McMartin preschool event that took place here a few years back, those are relatively shallow. And often they'll go between homes and they'll allow them to get children, say, out of a school and into a vehicle that they can be taken someplace else. But like, for instance, the McMartin preschool thing that took place a few years back, there was a tunnel under the preschool that went to a home next door, and then from there they'd load kids into a car and they'd take them to an airport and they'd fly them up to Creswell, California, a little airport up in the hills up there over by Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead. And there was a facility up there, a home, they call it Satan's Castle. It's been burned down here after the McMartin preschool incident. But they would perform rituals on these children there. And there were actually churches involved. There was a Catholic church close to the property that actually had a tunnel going to it. This stuff is all still there. And very often, for instance, like in the city of Cresswell, where this Satan's Castle thing was located, you're going to have the local population as well as anybody that's anybody in the city cooperating and involved. It's just like, and if you go down the hill, Riverside, California is another example. This is a part, one of these cities they call part of the Inland Empire from, you know, Los Angeles. But back during the 20s and the 30s, Riverside was a very big hotbed of mafia activity. And the place is littered with tunnels. So, and of course, the human smuggling and all this sort of thing, it's never stopped. In Los Angeles, we have a system of tunnels that was built by Howard Hughes. And he did this with permission with the city. And this, the idea is that this was some sort of a protection, you know, like a bomb shelter type of thing. But nobody really knows where it goes. And then, of course, all along the coast, the East Coast and the West Coast, we had gun batteries, 16-inch gun batteries every 25 miles all up and down the coast. There would be one of these gun batteries, and these were all connected by tunnels. So nobody really knows. And you know, if you look at, you talk about the tunnels in Hollywood, there's a mountain range in Hollywood. It basically starts around towards the west, or the east. It's be Los Feliz, Griffith Park, and then it goes all the way out to Malibu. You know, if you go west towards Malibu and Point Magoo. But that entire mountain range is loaded with tunnels, and these things have been around for forever. And so the homes of these stars that are connected to these things, it's an open secret. The wealthy people that live in these homes, they learn about these things when they move in. One of the most famous, of course, was Charlie Chaplin. He had a home that's since been destroyed, but there's a part of the property that's still intact. I think that was the coach house or something. You know, they rode horses and things back then. But it has a tunnel connecting to the old Cecil B. DeMille home not too far away. And the Cecil B. DeMille home is now owned by Angelina Jolie. And she bought it from Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. And people think, well, that's no big deal. But you got to understand, these people are real live Satanists. They really know what they're doing. And one of the most well-known of these properties that's out there, it's in Laurel Canyon, is Lookout Mountain Air Force Base, which is looks like a, I don't know what you call it, a commercial building in the hills out there, but this is what they was the place where they made all the propaganda films during World War II and whatever. But at the same time, they also used it as a major film location for making snuff films, where they would have children executing each other. So this home is now owned by Jared Leto, who fancies himself some sort of a satanic dark wizard. These people, they know exactly what they're doing. They all hook up. They've all got tunnels. I mean, the Playboy Mansion, which is just down the street, it had a tunnel. It had a tunnel system, which was well known. They've dug up the blueprints, and this tunnel system hooked up to various homes. Let's see, you know, like various different actors, Kurt Douglas, Jack Nicholson, Donald Sutherland, you know, James Caan. They all had homes hooking up with these tunnels that ran back and forth all over the place. And these are relatively small tunnels, but they all go to the Getty. And we've actually located other private homes. One of them was in Encino, and it belonged to a talent scout or a talent agent manager for Hollywood comedians. This guy's name was, I can't remember his name right now, Messina, Rick Messina. He's actually pretty famous. But he tried to come down on me and screw with me on Facebook, and we basically took him down. Hey, look at that. Hey, greetings.
Oh, yes. We have Jordan, not to interrupt you, we have Jordan Maxwell, who's
I'm
joining
surprised.
Us. And he will be speaking on the second hour. So you're welcome to stay in the show, Stephen.
Jordan, where is that picture? Where are you at? Is that a real image? Is that where you are?
No, it's not.
It's fake, huh?
Yeah, that's a Skype default image.
Yeah, okay. It's one of those. Okay, all right. I thought you were playing with me. I'm like, what is Jordan Maxwell doing there?
He's real in the flesh, but
I'm real, but not where it looks like I am.
But yes, Mr. Kelly, please continue on. And I want to say, Mr. Kelly, that what you're saying, it kind of reminds me of that movie, that Kurt Russell movie, Soldier, where you had these kids who were stolen from their parents, put into this military camp. What? And through their training, forced to kill each other just to see who are the strongest.
Well, let's move into the next big thing, and that's why they do it in the first place. And you know, you kind of nailed it right there. But one of these guys, they put a lot of value on psychic skills and this kind of thing. They're always looking for people that have skills. So whenever they kidnap these children, they test them, because they're looking for ones with gifts, and this is where they get them. So they call it my lab. There's a lot of my lab that's going on, but they're always looking for people, children, adults, whatever, that have any kind of psychic skills whatsoever that they can utilize and recruit and put to work. Not too many make it. The rest of them are turned into food.
What do you think ultimately is the reasoning for this? Because I know some of it's political blackmail and otherwise. Why do these people fancy the kids so much?
Well, there's lots of reasons. I mean, first of all, when you look at satanic rituals and they're trying to harness this energy, and if you look at the Bible, Christ makes references to children that are only 7 days old, and he basically says, if you want to see what heaven is like, look at a child that's only 7 days old, because he's still got his foot in it. So the energy that's coming from these children, it's so pure, and they want to snuff that out. They hate that, but they also know that because a child is so pure like that, the more that you can terrify them and torture them, the more louche and adrenochrome you're going to get out of them too.
Yes, I've heard about the louche.
I have not heard about the louche. If you could fill me in there, adrenochrome is actually a real thing, and I would be curious what you think about the government and EpiPens. I'm not sure. That's just a rumor I heard. I'd like your take, and I would also like to know what louche is. I've never heard of that.
Louche is what they call negative human emotional psychic energy. Okay, so it's like hate, fear, all the bad feelings. So it's like when you're watching horror movies and crap on TV designed to stir you up and generate all sorts of negative emotions. This is what they feed on. This is an energetic nutrition that they require. You got anything to say about that, Gordon? Jordan?
No, I'm aware of it. I've been aware for a long time that is a fact, but I don't think I have anything necessarily to say about it.
Maybe I could rephrase it for you, Jordan. What do you think about these people maybe feeding off of our negative energies or our misfortunes? Do you think there's anything to that?
Yes, but they are criminals, whatever they
Well, it's a parasite thing, yeah. Obviously.
That's right.
Are you making a blunt over there? That looks like a blunt you're twisting up over there.
Yeah, I said you said some hurts. You said some negative things about, or was that sarcasm? I don't know. I was going to ask. I didn't want to be too selfish because there's so many other topics, but you did make a comment about marijuana went from bad to curing cancer. Do you think that's because they've weaponized marijuana nowadays, or what's your take on that?
Oh, I'm all. I think it's an important component. I think that the human body requires it, and I think that if you want to break programming, that's the quickest way to do it.
Oh, my man, you need to get back on video because now we're going to be back on video recording this, man. Yeah, it's interesting, though. That is one of the few things about the future that is positive. And, you know, the same thing, too, with my brother. He was pretty close-minded to a few things, and then he finally hit a blunt, and then he was like, oh, yeah, maybe there is something bigger than I've thought. It just allows you to think a little bit, which
it's like, what was I upset again about?
What
was that thing I was upset about? Yeah. All right, I got to put my shirt back on, I guess. Jeez.
Oh, you don't have to do that. I mean, we do have some lady viewers and subscribers, and we don't want to necessarily be selfish to them, you know? I mean, Jordan's a lot of eye candy, too, but the more we can get, this is out here for viewers. I'll restream this on my OnlyFans.
All right, here we go. Let's just turn on the camera here. Like, we got to say hello. All right,
I'll
turn
my camera on after Greetings. The break.
Oh, you tease, you tease.
I'm gone.
Yeah, hi, Jordan. So, Jordan, you in Vegas? Are you in around Vegas?
No. I'm you in were Palm for a while, though. Desert, California.
Oh, okay, that's right. Well, you know, David Farman's having that show here in November in Vegas, and I thought he probably would have hit you up.
He did. He's asked me many times. I told him I can't fool with it.
Can't afford it, probably, huh?
Yeah, because I like him, and I want to be there, but I can't be there. So I'm not able to do that.
Uh-huh. Hey, Stephen, were you on a Union of the Unwanted one time?
The Union of
Say
what?
Again?
Union of the Unwanted podcast. Were you ever on that?
I don't think so.
I don't think I was.
Okay. Just curious. Yeah, we got a break coming up. Stephen, please plug your websites. Everyone go to JordanMaxwellShow.com. Stephen, how can people find you?
Email me at law17gun, AOL.com, LAW17GUN@AOL.com. And Google my name, Stephen D. Kelly. That's the best way to go.
And that's with the EY.
Correct.
We'll be right back, guys, with Stephen D. Kelly, Jordan Maxwell, and V. Stay tuned.
This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.